Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Courtside down here in Dodge City, Kansas at United Wireless Arena for 2A classification action. Last morning we had Class 1A Division 1 action. We got Centralia guaranteed on Saturday. That will start at 9 a.m. in the morning for their semifinal game against South Gray. But again, here now we play the 2A side of the bracket. Here we're in Pool 2, a.k.a. Court B. We got a great slate here of broadcasts upcoming here. First matchup will be Valley Heights against Oakley. And then at 11 a.m., we'll switch over to KARE Radio 93.7 for JCN as they take on Conway Springs. We'll take a miniature break. We'll recollect at 1 o'clock. Will be a matchup between both Valley Heights and JCN, a simulcast on both KMZA and KARE Radio. At 2 o'clock, we'll have Valley Heights against Conway Springs. And at 3 o'clock, we'll end the evening with JCN against Oakley. Crit and Profit, Brandon Statman, Kurt Kilman back in studio. I just teased it, our first matchup upcoming here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. We got Valley Heights taking on Oakley here. The Valley Heights Mustangs off to a really great season. Again, the number 5 seed coming in, 29-9 overall. Their 21st trip to state here today, and of course here for the Oakley Plainsmen, 36-4 this season. At one point they were 31-0, and this is their ninth total trip to state. Again, it's our first matchup coming up here right on the way. We're going to take a miniature break. We'll come right back and we will pregame the first matchup here of the morning slate upcoming here. The Valley Heights Mustangs taking on the Oakley Plainsmen here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and at Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, live here down in Dodge City, Kansas, at United Wireless Arena here for Pool 2 Court B play. First matchup here at 92.1 at KMZ. It's the Valley Heights Mustangs, the number 5 seed, taking on the number 6. It's the Oakley Plainsmen. I'm Crennan Prophet, Brandon Tatman, and Kirk Kilman back in studio. Mentioned it, Valley Heights 29-9 here on the season, taking their 21st trip here to state. It is now 4 consecutive years and 7 out of the last 8. And here for the Oakley Plainsmen, this is their ninth total trip to state here. And they, again, a great team here in the Oakley Plainsmen at 1.31-0 on this season. Again, here with Brandon Tatman, we got a great matchup here to start the early slate morning. This is a great Valley Heights team. Brandon, what can you tell me about this matchup? What would be some keys here for both of these teams facing each other this morning?
Well, how about this? Let's start with Valley Heights, one of 6 Twin Valley League schools that are in state tournaments here this week. Of course, Valley Heights here in the 2A classification. You got Centralia, of course. You saw them yesterday. Frankfort, what a story for them, getting out to state. Centralia, Little River, they lost that matchup. Could see them again potentially in a state title match. We'll see. But Centralia, 2-1 yesterday. We mentioned Frankfort. Again, Frankfort was the 13 seed in regionals. That was the lowest possible seed. They get out of regionals. They get out of sub-state. 2 3-set rallies in sub-state for Frankfort, by the way. So congrats to them, again, on a successful season, making it out to state. And then you got 3 other squads in the 8-man D2, or in the 1A D2 ranks. Beg your pardon. We got football on the mind. But, of course, we're going to have coverage of Axtell on 103.9 KNZA. But you got Lynn. You got Hanover as well. So Twin Valley League, once again, very great season in terms of the volleyball court. But this Valley Heights team, again, 29-9, the 6th seed here, the number 5 ranked team in the state. This is their 21st trip to the state tournament. They have rich history. Their head coach, Susan Steinfurt, was a member of the 92 state title winning team. Valley Heights today, or at least this weekend, looking for their 3rd championship in school history. Mentioned Steinfurt back in 92, a part of that team. They also won a chip back in 2001. They did finish runner-up last year, remember. And it starts with Ava Smith. She's the reigning KVA 2A Player of the Year. She is north of 400 blocks. This is a veteran group. They arguably have the best player here this weekend with Ava Smith, the 5'9 senior. This group has played together for a long time. I expect this team to make some noise here throughout the course of pool play. Now, on the other side, this Oakley Plainsmen squad, number 6 ranked team. They're the 3 seed here. You mentioned their undefeated start. They were 31-0, Crendon, at one point. Obviously, their record is still great, 36-4, but it was a little bit shakier down the stretch. This is their 9th trip here to state. They're a little more balanced. They're going to go maybe a little bit deeper into their bench. Lindsay Hodges is their head coach. She's in her 2nd year. And the year prior to her taking over, they had just 10 wins. They were 10-23. 2 years into her tenure here, they're sitting right now at 36-4. So she's turned this thing around for Oakley. And they had a run where they won 4 consecutive 3A titles back in 1981 through 1984. They also won a 5th title back in 93. So their last title came in 93. Again, veteran group. Alexa Weiser, we're going to call her name a lot. She's only a sophomore, but she leads their team in kills. Mary Carmen is very good, almost 1,500 career digs. Madeline Krotz is 6'2 junior, every bit of 6'2. So Oakley's got good size on the front line. Twin Valley League, we talk about the success. Valley Heights, they are certainly battle-tested. They have played some really good teams this year, including their sub-state beating Berean Academy and Inman. So it's a lot of fun. You mentioned, of course, we're going to have coverage of Jefferson County North on our sister station, Care Radio, 93.7, and then we'll be simulcasting. These two teams going to hook up later on, JCN and Valley Heights. Good to be back in Dodge City, man. We're on the floor here. It's always good atmosphere, always great hospitality. And should be a really good one here in this first one.
As Brandon just mentioned, we got 2 great programs, 2 great teams, lots of great athletes. Our first matchup here coming up on Court B, it's the Valley Heights Mustangs, number 5 seed, taking on the number 6 in the Oakley Plainsmen. We're going to take a quick 1-minute break. We'll come right back. We'll have starters and first serve all here on 92.1 KMZA.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and at Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org. Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfurt Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfurt Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfurt Meat Company, small-town butcher with big-time flavor.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, we're starting our morning play here in Dodge City, Kansas at United Wireless Arena. I'm Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Statman, Kirk Hillman back in studio. We got 2A classification volleyball play here today. And we start off with a great matchup between Valley Heights Mustangs and the Oakley Plains. And starting here with the number 6 seed starters, number 4, Alexa Weiser, the 5'9" sophomore who leads the team in kills 350 on this season. Jocelyn Ritter, a 5'5" junior. Madeline Krotz, a 6'2" junior. Brecken Salinski, a 5'7" freshman. Bryn Johnson, a 5'10" senior who has 257 kills this season. And Kylie Hodges, a 5'6" junior. The libero of the Oakland Plainsmen is Mary Carmen, and the head coach is Lindsay Hodges in her second year here of the program. Here looking at the Valley Heights Mustangs, the number 5 seed, Josie Parker, the 5'11" senior, 159 kills on the season. Ava Smith, the reigning KVA 2A player of the year, 5'9" senior. Krista Porter, a 5'7" senior. Mia Vermitten, a 5'9" senior, who is second in teaming kills with 256. Paige Miller, a 5'5" junior. Avery Stevenson, a 5' junior, and the libero for the Valley Heights Mustangs, Tegan Spooth, a 5'6" sophomore, and the head coach of the Valley Heights Mustangs is Susan Steinfort, and as Brandon alluded to earlier, a member of the first ever state title in Valley Heights history back in 1992, just one of two total state titles for this Mustangs team. The last one came in 2001, and here their journey starts for number 3. What are some big keys here for this Valley Heights team to get out early?
For the Mustangs, it's getting Ava Smith involved pretty early. Of course, she's over 400 kills this season, the reigning player of the year in the 2A classification. They have got to get Ava Smith going on that outside court, or that outside hitting portion where she likes to be. Obviously, Paige Miller is one we're going to call a lot. She drops dimes. She's nearing 2,000 career assists. Again, this is a team that has been here before. They were one match away from a state title last year, finishing runner-up to Maranatha Christian Academy, who we saw last week at Substate. Maranatha's now in 3A, and they took Holton to the brink last week. So that was a very good team, you know, playing in 2A last year. So for me, for Valley Heights, it's getting the reigning 2A player of the year going pretty quick in the 5'9 senior, Ava Smith.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the reigning 2A, KVA 2A player of the year, 418 kills this season, trying to get over a quick 420 off the gate. All right, here, right to left of your dial here, Valley Heights is currently going to get on first serve. It's Mia Vermitten, the 5'9" senior. Here are the purple and black faded tops with the black bottoms here for Valley Heights, and the white tops and black bottoms here for the Oakley Plainsmen. And here we go, first serve on the way between the Valley Heights Mustangs and the Oakley Plainsmen. Whistle is a go. He's Mia Vermitten on the serve over the net here. Far side, Oakley handling. Try over the net now here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Ava Smith, you mentioned the reigning 2A player of the year, already a kill here early in the going.
Yep, that was the key. Get her going. They had a good bump set spike there. They got her in that front left portion of the outside spot and got it off the deflection and out of play. Oakley was there for the double team, but just too much power behind it. Mustangs take an early lead.
Vermitten here, the serve, and that is a service error. Ties it 1-1 here early in set number one.
Well, for both these teams, obviously mistakes. Not giving away free points, you know, whether it's a service error or an extra hit or a lip. Limiting those mistakes are going to be crucial for both teams, KP.
Jocelyn Ritter on the serve over for the Oakley Plainsmen. Here on the far side, a spike and kill put down for the Valley Heights Mustangs and Josie Parker. Kill number 160 on the season for the 5'11" senior.
Another senior coming on the floor here, Caitlin Hemery, here for Valley Heights, and she's going to come in to serve, but a 2-1 lead here for the Mustangs. Let's see if one of these teams can go on an early run here in this opening set.
And we're getting the serve over, far side set up there for Weiser. Now it's Valley Heights. Left side, here's Ava Smith, and trying to find location on it. Good dig, keep it alive for Oakley. Block up front, back here on the Oakley side. It's going to be a back set, near side of the antenna, just over the top of the tape, and it's put down by none other than Kylie Hodges. 125 kills now on the season for the junior.
Yeah, the block was there for Valley Heights, but again, great placement between a couple of arms there, hanging up over the net. We've alternated the first 4 points in a 2-2 tie.
Callie Hodges, a 5'6" junior, just recorded the first kill here for the Plainsmen. Now back to serve. Here the righty gets it over. In the front court here, working it here near side, and a try down to the left for Krista Porter. Now back to Oakley, put over by Weiser. Back row, picked up by Spoon. Here's another try for Ava Smith, and that is immediately blocked up at the front of the net by the Plainsman Madeline Cross.
Well, remember, I called her out in the pregame. Every bit of 6'2", KP. She was right on top of that spike attempt at the net, and that time it was defense greater than the offense.
37 blocks now on the season for Cross. Here, the reception by Valley Heights, and here's Ava Smith, a big power shot to the left side, a candy corn, if you will. Ava Smith already 2 kills early on this set one.
Well, I knew it wouldn't take long for you to throw in a Halloween reference here in the first match of the day. We got plenty of those and plenty of time, KP, but again, getting Ava Smith going, they got her in a good spot, front left portion of the net, and she got it down pretty quickly.
Paige Miller, the serve here for Valley Heights. It's up in the front court for Oakley up front. Weiser finding a gap here in the defense on the left side, and that puts down for a kill for Weiser, the first of probably many.
That's the first one we've really seen kind of the finesse at the front of the net. We've seen some heavy hits, but that one was just a smart play, found an opening, knew exactly where she needed to finesse that ball a little bit more to her left, and right now 4-3 Oakley.
Here, Miller, back setting Ava Smith, a huge block up front, covering McCauldron is Bryn Johnson, her 31st block, and already here, Oakley Plainsmen, they're doing a nice job defending Smith up front.
Yeah, that's twice now here early on. They have gotten the better of the spike attempt by Ava Smith, and they've had two opportunities turning defense into offense.
And Carmen here, the service error first here for Oakley. And now here it is now 5-4. Oakley leads by one.
Well, something to note, this Oakley team lost one of their best players early in the season, Jade Beckman, who was an all-league player a year ago. They lost her in the sixth match of the year. And even despite that, again, a 31-0 start. And right now the three seed here at State at 36-4 overall.
Ava Smith here on the serve, right side for Valley Heights. Already 2 kills in this first set. She's been blocked twice, but again, you got to keep giving your best player a chance with the ball. Here she has a chance behind the service line. Here over the net, popped up just behind the 10-foot line. Up front here, free ball's going to have to get sent over and into the net. There it goes, out of bounds, and that'll be a point for Valley Heights. It ties it at 5-all here early in set one.
Yeah, that was a good set and a good opportunity to get one down, but that pole on the far side of the net just kind of got in the way of that one.
Here, Ritter on the setup. It's another back set to Weiser, and Weiser goes out to the near side. And here now, Valley Heights will claim the lead after being down 5-3. They are now up 6-5.
Yeah, 6-5, you mentioned. 3 consecutive points here for the Mustangs. And again, that was a great set, an opportunity for Weiser, but she just mishit that one a little bit to her right and out of play.
Is there a chance for Ava Smith to get a good serve over? Floats it across in the backcourt. It's received. Here's Ritter up front in the middle. Back to the Valley Heights. Smith, a nice dig up front. Miller now right side. And here, a nice dig in the back row to keep things alive. A free ball needs to get sent over here by Oakley. Gets just barely to the front court of the Valley Heights side. Here's Mia Vermitten up front. And she sends that one deep behind the backcourt line for a point for Oakley. A nice little spout there between both teams.
Well, Valley Heights, they wanted a tip there. They did not get it. But the credit there has to go to Mary Carmen on that back row. When they had to get, I mean, she was beyond the service line, back to the net on a third try, somehow got it over.
Spoons, Miller, left side, Vermitten, nice rebound there, near side by Spoons. And here now Oakley, a chance to control it. It's a good set here, up for the middle of it. Here, Valley Heights trying to deflect it, deflecting it back over Oakley. Their chance, Ritter back setting, and another deflection back here on the Oakley side. Now the far, Weiser putting it over. Another deflection here. Both teams going straight at it against each other. And here it is Oakley that comes up with it.
Well, that Valley Heights front, Porter and Vermitten had, I believe, 3 or 4 consecutive blocks, but Oakley stayed with it and finally found a little bit of power through that double team to ultimately get that hard-fought point.
Sophomore Weiser here on the serve. Miller setting left side, Vermitten. Vermitten looking for the back row, picked up. Now here in the middle, spike attempt denied up front, covering the top. Vermitten also there leading the charge for the Mustangs is Krista Porter.
Yep, those two again, back-to-back runs there, and this time they got the better of the Plainsmen. Both these teams have very good length at the front of the net right now.
Krista Porter sends it across. Here, Weiser, deep back set, just gets across by Zielinski. And a point here for the Oakley Plainsmen as that one goes long left side from Valley Heights.
Yeah, just a miss hit there by Valley Heights. Had a chance to get it back over, but kept it out of play. And back and forth we go, KP. This one is close early. And 8-7 here. Now 8-8 service error from Oakley. Ties it up here for the Valley Heights Mustangs as they take over here on the serve. Only the second service error between the two teams here in this opening set. Both teams have been fairly clean, and it's kind of hard when you play your first match, you know, of the state tournament. You feel the nerves. There's a lot riding, and both these teams look pretty sharp here in the early going. Stevenson, the serve, now finally coming in here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Wiser, deep set right behind her, and that one right into the net there by Oakley's Brian Johnson. So a hitting error now gives Valley Heights, should give them the lead. Well, Josie Parker was right there, 5'11 senior for Valley Heights, but you mentioned the miss hit there into the net. Either way, it might have been a block for a point in the Valley Heights tally there. Wiser setting right in front of Coleman. She tries to knit to the near side. Spoons to Libero is able to pick it up, though. Deep push down, and that deep set for a point for Josie Parker. Nice recognition. Yeah, miss hit on the back line there by Hallie Johnson. It wasn't an incredibly tough one to handle, but was in kind of a different and awkward position there and just reached her hands out and could have kept it in play. Avery Stevenson here back for the serve for Valley Heights. They currently lead over Oakley 9-8. The back row serve here, deep set. Ava Smith digs it up in the back row. Here's Remitten on the near side. Picks up, now push back across. Smith, Miller, Parker, and Parker looking for the diagonal push to the left side and could not get the spike to go down. Yeah, just one of those ones that was set up well and a great hit, but just a little bit too much behind it, KP. We're deadlocked at 9 apiece. Early on set number one, both these teams, the first matchup here of Class 2A pool play here on Court B. Back set for Mitten, deflected right back. Smith picks it up, though. Here's another back set opportunity, front set here to Smith, and behind the 10-foot line, she puts it down for a kill. Well, if Ava Smith is going like that, you know, from the back row, you know, they set her up. They're trying to get her the ball wherever she is on the floor. Now they've rotated. She's up front, KP, but I said it in the pregame, get the reigning player of the year going, and she has been key early. Got to keep getting her the ball. Wiser here, far side. Valley Heights now working in from the back row. Miller, left. Here's Smith. A finesse tap, and sometimes it's not about the heat scale. You just put a little bit of a soft touch on it. Yeah, take a little bit off that one, KP. Ava Smith again, heady veteran, knowing what she's doing out there. Knew she had an opening over that double-team block up front, and used the finesse shot that time. And Vermitten here, the second service there for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Valley Heights now just up 11-10 here over Oakley. I'm just trying to run it down here. It's been a 1 or 2 points affair between these two. It has been oh so tight. Back and forth, fourth we go. Who can pull away first? Right now, Valley Heights 11-10 here over Oakley. Miller here, left side to Smith, and she just a touch outside. That ties it at 11 all here in set one. Yeah, unfortunate for her. That might have been her hardest hit, you know, here in this first set, but again, just couldn't keep that one between the lines. Better the serve over here, a save by Valley Heights. Back set, Miller, Josie Parker, and again, another finesse touch. Parker puts down the kill. And it caught the deflection, too, off that front row. But again, I mentioned the height of these two teams up front, and there have been battles early on at the front of the net. Parker comes down. Caitlin Henry comes in, the senior. Far side set up for Wiser for Oakley, and she goes out. Point here for Valley Heights. They take or extend their lead. It should be 13-11. Yes, sir. They finally make the adjustment. A couple issues yesterday where they, in the Centralia first match, where it took them a while to get the first point up for them. Here now, Valley Heights working from the back court. Henry, now a free ball needs to be sent over. It is by Miller. Oakley handling, and into the net goes Hodges. That'll be another freebie point for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Well, they now take a 14-11 lead. Yeah, intriguing spot here. This is the largest lead for either side at three. Three straight points here for the Mustangs. Can they keep that momentum going? Ritter sets up right in the middle and off the grit on the left side there for the kill, I believe, was Kroc. That's her, again, 125th kill in season. Yeah, this Oakley team, again, a 31-0 start to their season and a 36-4 campaign. Just a few years ago, this was a 10-win team. Lindsay Hodges turning this thing around at Oakley. Ava Smith trying to get another finesse tap in. Oakley is able to handle it. However, Hodges sends it over. Nice dig on the far side for Valley Heights. Ava Smith deep sets it back over. Oakley, Wiser.
behind the 10-foot line, picked up by Smith. A dink pushed across by Miller, and that one goes out near boundary from Oakley. A point here for Valley Heights. They take the lead, extended, 15-12.
Yeah, 15-12. Four of the last five have gone to Valley Heights. This Valley Heights team, they are tested, a veteran group that was one match away from the state championship a year ago, so you know they're hungry to get off to a good start today.
Oakley with it. Here, Weiser, it's half across. Now Miller. Miller left side setting up Smith. Deflection at the top of the line by the Plainsman. Now here, Farr. One more chance here for Weiser. Picked up by Spoon from the back row of the libero from Valley Heights. Smith, diagonal hit, and perfectly on the snipe.
Yeah, leaning to her left, that front left portion of the net, and she found it just inside that pole, KP, and landed it in literally that 90-degree corner in the back right portion. That was pinpoint accuracy.
Smith, five kills in set number one, the reigning KVA 2A player, and up front, big block led on the charge there by Krista Porter. Two blocks in set one for her.
Yeah, you can kind of feel that momentum, as Jake Spaulding would say, Uncle Mo, kind of leaning on the side of Valley Heights. The best run by either squad here in this first set.
A nice serve over by Miller. Oakley's able to handle. Now it's Valley Heights' turn. Here's a set. Left side to Smith. She pushes it over. Here now, far side. Weiser. Weiser tapping on the 10-foot line for Valley Heights. Here for the first time, Nora Parker in the game on the far outside spot. She's going to set up Smith. It deflects right back here to the Mustang. Now a dink over. Back for the Valley Heights to control it. Here's our chance. Miller. Left side. Smith looking to the back row. And there's the kill. Smith. Six kills. And set number one.
The reigning 2A player of the year, KP. We get a timeout for Oakley. I was wondering if that was about to happen, but they are getting Ava Smith going, and she has been a rock star here in this opening set. It's a 7-1 run for Valley Heights after it was nip and tuck, you know, through those first 10 or 11 points or so. It's crunch time now for the Plainsmen. They got to reset. They got to figure out a way to neutralize Ava Smith, because you see this Mustangs, when they settle it in on that first hit, they are finding Ava Smith, number six, the reigning 2A player of the year. And she's on a nice little run, and so is Valley Heights.
Yeah, you mentioned it. What are some things here that are getting Valley Heights going? Well, I'll tell you what. Ava Smith, six kills. Krista Porter, two blocks up front. She's kind of seeing that concrete wall there for Valley Heights. But, again, we saw Oakley. They were defending a lot of Ava Smith kind of earlier on in that set. And since then, Ava Smith has kind of relocated herself, different spots on the court. And now she's able just to put it down.
Yeah, I think it starts up front for Oakley. You know, Madeline Cross has made a couple of nice plays, and she's kind of leading that charge. But we've seen some times where they've been scrambling a little bit. Valley Heights just looks a little more crisp, a little more fresh, a little more experienced here, and it's showing right now. But again, it's going to be interesting to see if Oakley can break this serve out of that timeout.
Out of that timeout by Oakley, it's 18-12. Valley Heights leads. Paige Miller back to serve, the 5'5" junior. She leads the team with 51 aces here on the season. Here's a 6-point lead for Valley Heights. They'd like to continue to extend it.
Yeah, also nearly 2,000 assists in her career as well.
An incredible setter. We've seen the offense get ran through her. She's set up already plenty of times here. Ava Smith, wouldn't be surprised if she finished out this state tournament with those 34 assists needed to eclipse 2,000 here. There's a, looks like an official break here at the scoreboard table, trying to check something.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with the Plainsmen, their substitution. They had rotated a couple of girls in, and I think they're just double-checking something with the roster, so a little pause in the action. But 18-12, again, Valley Heights by 6. 7 of the last 8 have gone to the Mustangs. And we do see some Halloween costumes scattered out through the crowd. Happy Halloween, everybody. It's kind of hard to remember things like that when you're just grinding, you know, at work, and excited to be back here in D.C., and so crowd just starting to pile in.
There was a point earlier in the game I made a mention that I think Valley Heights was missed a point, and that was true. They do give that point. That has happened multiple times here at the state tournament where points have been missed, and they've had to relocate early later on. So it's 19-12, actually, and now it is 20-12 as Oakley hits it right into the net. So, again, a couple of times we've seen that, but you like that as the head coach being able to catch that by Steinfort, get that up. Now Valley Heights has a 20-12 lead. Miller here, the serve for Valley Heights, sends this one across in the front court by Ritter. Ritter up front, Weiser. Weiser deflected by Smith in the front row. Here, Smith, a chance for a spike. Hodges picks up in the back line. A free ball is going to be sent over. Chance here for a nice spike. It's set up. Here's the Smith, and there it goes. You just kind of felt the momentum there shifting with it. Ava Smith, 7 kills in set one. It's 21-12.
Yeah, she's on fire right now. She is the best player on the floor for either team. And Valley Heights, they are continuing to feed the reigning 2A player of the year, and she's trying to put this one away early.
Here, Farsak getting pushed across. Now it's Valley Heights who handles. Miller, Smith looking for the back row. There she goes again. She's got 8 kills in set one. Can she hit the double digits in just one set? And there's another timeout. We'll take the timeout as well. We're back in the quick 30. Valley Heights 22, Oakley 12 here in set number one.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to United Wireless Arena at Dodge City, Kansas for 2A play. Slated here today, we got our first matchup, Valley Heights Mustangs and the Oakley Plainsmen. Valley Heights, after the Oakley timeout here, leading 22-12 in set number one. They've been on a dominant run here, and all with Miller behind the service line. 8 consecutive points for the Mustangs, an 11-1 run here, KP, for Valley Heights. And just a few points away from taking down this set number one.
Miller, the deep set. Hodges was the one to pick it up. Rebound's going to get sent over here by Weiser. Behind the 10-foot line is Porter. Here's Miller. Now Smith. Touch across. Now a chance for Oakley to set up Weiser. Weiser deflected right back at him. A huge block up front. Leading the charge there was Josie Parker.
Well, this last bit of run had been all Ava Smith. But now the defense getting involved, you mentioned. Up front there for Valley Heights, continuing to extend, and that's going to be an ace, KP, at set point.
An ace for Paige Miller. She led the team with 51 coming into the state tournament. She's now at 52. Now here again, as we talked about, it is should be set point, and there they have the point finally. It's 24-12, and is that another ace? Both trick and treat here for Paige Miller, the back-to-back aces. That's what's in the Candy Bowl, 25-12. Valley Heights concludes set one over Oakley. We'll take a minute aside here. Valley Heights secures set one once again, 25-12 here in the Class 2A Pool B play here to start at Dodge City, Kansas.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Returning here back to courtside down Dodge City, Kansas at United Wireless Arena. Crinan Prophet, Brandon Tadman, and Kurt Kelman back in the studio. Number 5 seed here, Valley Heights, taking on the Oakley Plainsmen, the number 6. But Valley Heights here, good start. Set number 1 at 25-12 was the conclusion. They had 11 straight points to end it, and the reigning KVA 2A player put up 8 kills in set number 1.
Well, I said in my pregame, KP, get the reigning player of the year going. And it took a little bit. You know, early on, we were back and forth. It was 11-10 at one point, 11-11, but then that run went in the way of Valley Heights. 11 straight, as you mentioned, and a 14-1 run for the Mustangs. It was the traditional bump set spike across the board. And there's times where that setup, Ava Smith, she's getting ready to leave, and you can see some fans kind of itching off their feet because they know how powerful she is. She's the player of the year for a reason in the classification, and they were just feeding her the rock. And she was a big part of that huge run to get Valley Heights that set one victory.
Yeah, as we mentioned, 25-12, set one victory. Ava Smith had 8 kills. Josie Parker had 2 kills and a block. Krista Porter, 2 blocks, and to, again, close it out there. 2 straight aces for Paige Miller here. It is Oakley Plainsman that will start this serve with Ritter back behind the service line. This one gets across Spooks in the back row to pick it up here for Valley Heights. And then the Josie Parker, and the first point here goes to Oakley Plainsman up front. Madeline Frost, her 38th block of the season.
Yeah, one of the better blockers for this team. Probably the best blocker for Oakley. And we called her name early in that first portion of set one, and she needs to be key up front.
Miller, back setting, Vermitten out. And a point for the Valley Heights Mustangs going right against the double block. And that ties it here 1-1. Vermitten, her first kill of the match.
Yeah, Krotz and crew just a little bit late to that front part of the net. Try to get that double block. Valley Heights, a good job of fighting through it.
Here, Oakley, Weiser deflected right back. And can they get it over? That is 3-4 hits. Incredible block up front there. I believe leading that charge was Josie Parker, and that's her second block of the match, and that got Oakley all kinds of discombobulated. But here, Valley Heights now up 2-1 in set number two. Remitten sends over the serve to Oakley. Ritter back setting here near side. Hodges deflected right back it, and another block up front. Guess who? It's Josie Parker and Ava Smith leading there the block.
Yeah, those two, good combination up front. You can just see the momentum on the side of Valley Heights. Got a little more pep in their step, KP.
Averman here sends it over. A 2-1 lead here for Valley Heights. And Weiser sends it over. Spoon. Now Miller. Miller setting left side. Far to Smith. And that one a power shot. Ninth kill of the match here for Ava Smith.
Obviously Ava Smith, she has taken over this first match. But if you see it, KP, Valley Heights just across the board, they are more vocal. They are talking to each other. You can hear it even through our headsets. A lot going right now for Valley Heights.
Weiser near side looking for the back row line, and Weiser sniffs it out. And now here, 4-2. They finally get that point added there for Valley Heights. But Oakley still here down by two in set number two. A must win for them after dropping set one, 25-12.
Yeah, Plainsman can't really allow Valley Heights early on in this second set to really create separation. That was a big point right there, because 4-2 certainly sounds better than 5-1.
Smith behind the 10-foot line, sends it over, that's a kill. It doesn't matter where she's at, she can be near, she can be far, she can be behind the front court, she can be in it, and she's going to find a way to put it down.
Yeah, Susan Steinfurt has great luxury when you have a player of that talent. You're probably in the huddle, say, hey, get her the ball wherever she is on the floor. We've seen her do it from the back row, the front line, on the outside spots. Again, she's been the best player on the floor here today so far.
Weiser sends over the free ball. A big chance here for Valley Heights. Here's Smith against the double block, and the double block is able to win it in Madeline Cross. You just mentioned a little bit ago, she's going to have to play a really great second set here to defend that reigning KVA's 2A player.
That was a well-defended double-team block there on Ava Smith, and they're not going to stop feeding her, so it's going to be up to that front line for Oakley with Cross and crew to be disciplined and smart and be effective up front.
Here's Porter, another block that sends it right back to the Valley Heights side. Set getting it across. Oakley here, far side. Weiser, a dink picked up by Ava Smith. Here's another dink put over by Miller. Oakley, here's Weiser, right side. 10-foot line. Here's Miller getting lots of momentum behind her, but unfortunately just didn't have quite the high enough of a set that she could have wanted there. Put it right into the net.
Yeah, might have missed time to jump a little bit early. Was coming down from that jump when she was swinging the right arm through, which allowed that ball to go into the net and not over it.
So here, Valley Heights with the 5-4 lead in set number two. Free ball is going to be sent over here by Ava Smith. It's a low liner, but it's picked up by Oakley. Far side, Weiser over the top of the double block. Miller. Ava Smith finds the back row, and there she connects. Ava Smith, 11 kills in this match here against Oakley.
Yeah, just trying to create that separation here in set two. Oakley playing from behind, down 1-0 in sets. But again, it's going to be more about their defense here than affecting Ava Smith here in this second set.
Ritter setting up the far. Valley Heights, the back row, Spoons picking it up. Now Vermitten. Vermitten picking up her first kill in this match. Sends it deep, and Oakley up to send it back over here on a free ball. Miller, Smith, here's another chance for her, and that one is annihilated. Incredible kill number 12 for Smith in the match, and kill number 430 on this season.
I don't know what you do, KP. I mean, how do you stop that? I mean, there's so much power behind these spikes.
Here, back setting, Weiser up front, and a nice diagonal tap a nice little alley found in the Valley Heights defense. Goes down for Weiser.
And yeah, nicely done.
And to your credit there, Brandon, honestly, I can't tell
to
you
my
how
credit.
To, I don't know how to tell you to defend Smith. She's an absolute monster. Here she goes again, and there she goes again. There's another kill, kill 13 of the match. I don't know what you do.
You couldn't pay me enough to try to be on the receiving end of one of these Ava Smith. Just absolute rocket shots. It's really an incredible individual performance we're seeing here in this first match.
Smith is now behind the service line as she just sailed it over. Now Smith in the back row picks it up. Now Vermitten left, puts it over. Oakley, we got a volleyball that nearly just hit me in the back of the head from the other court.
Whoa,
watch out. Here, back set.
I caught it.
And a try. And on the line for the Valley Heights Mustangs is Tessa Bigham, her first kill for the 5'9" junior. I got to love here having another court behind us. Got to watch out.
Did you see my hands? Impeccable. Impeccable hands by me.
I didn't see them.
I caught it.
Oh, did you?
For the listeners.
We'll give you an assist.
Thank you.
Here, Weiser, the dink over. Now Bigham, Vermitten, deflected right back, but a nice rebound by Spoon. Crossed over by Nora Parker. Now Oakley, kind of getting confused there, but they're able to send it over on a free ball. Miller, left side, Vermitten looking for the back left corner. Does she find it? No. Just a scotch over. It's now 9-6, Oakley down by 3 to
Valley
Heights.
Yeah, Plainsman, I think, lucky there, because you mentioned they were kind of scrambling a little bit to get a couple of free balls over, and that was set up very well for Vermitten, but again, just a touch too strong, and the Plainsman needed that one to get back to within 3.
Correcting Selinsky there on the serve for Oakley, back setting, Porter looking to try to put it down. He gets picked up by Oakley up front, defending. Does Valley Heights get the point? Yes, they do. Once again there, it is Krista Porter. She has gotten 3 points in this match all via the block. She has won a nice charge up front.
Yeah, that ball kind of trickled across the net a little bit, and then it just dropped on the side of Oakley. That front line for both sides just was kind of waiting and sitting to see which side it was going to fall on, and Valley Heights getting the point.
Talk about Porter. She sails it over here on the serve. Valley Heights back with it, and a kill off to the near. I believe that was Weiser who picked up her fourth kill in the match now.
Again, the Plainsmen, there's still plenty of time here in this second set, but you got to find a way to come back, go on a little bit of a run, take a lead, put a little pressure on the Mustang side here.
10-7, Valley Heights lead set number 2. It's a must-win here for Oakley. Vermitten on the near, and she puts down a kill, kind of bouncing between the wickets there of the double block, and Vermitten, 2 kills in this set.
Open 24 hours a day, KP, 7-11.
Well, that's been the case here for Ava Smith. They have just allowed her to do whatever she wants there on the court side. Right now, still in the back row is Smith. Emery here gets the serve over for Valley Heights, and they have the 11-7 lead. Right now, here, far side Smith tracking it down, but that's another kill for Weiser after fifth of the match, fourth of the set. And we've talked how good about Smith has been here for Valley Heights, but Weiser, 4 kills in this set. She has really been the one who's gotten going for Oakley Plainsman.
Yeah, she's only a sophomore, too, KP, nearing 400 kills this season.
Miller, back setting, Vermitten, a finesse tap, and that will go down as a block. Up front there, another one, given the cross. She's got 4 blocks here in this game for the Oakley Plainsman.
Yeah, Weiser was there, too, helping out, and Oakley trying to just gather a little momentum back on their side, creeping back into it.
Miller setting left to Josie Parker, and that one into the net.
Yeah, it didn't get over 4 hits there, KP, and 3 consecutive points for Oakley for the first time here in set 2.
I wonder if Valley Heights might squeeze a timeout here if it gets tied at 11-all, but right now they still have the 1-point lead, 11-10. Oakley here on the serve. Smooth Libero picks up in the back row. Service here to Ava Smith, and behind the 10-foot line, that ball went all the way into the bleachers with the power. Ava Smith, another kill. She had 8 in set 1. She's got 6 in set 2.
Well, I would say one lucky fan's going home with a game ball, but it was an Oakley parent, it appeared, and he quickly threw that thing back onto the floor. Did not want it.
Ritter here in the middle, picked up by Valley Heights. Back to Ava Smith. Here's another power liner. Oakley is able to handle, though. Weiser over the top of the double block. Does it go out of bounds? No, they get it just on the line. So Weiser, 5 kills in the set.
Yeah, the key for Plainsman there, that was Zielinski on that dig on the back row from that Ava Smith spike. That is what allowed to keep Oakley alive and ultimately earn them that point.
Hodges, here, 35 aces on the season for the junior, sends it over for Oakley. Now Smith, she's got to get over on a free ball. She's got to get between the antennas, and she cannot. And just like that, Oakley has tied at 12 all in set number two. It's a must-win set for Oakley after dropping set one, 25-12.
Well, that serve, KP, we got a great angle at it. It would have been long. The back row was yelling for Valley Heights to let it go. They did not. Ultimately, Oakley gets the point.
Miller, Smith. Now Oakley back with it. Weiser coming up, tapping it over the cross of the double block. Now Smith on a back set from Porter. Now chance here for Oakley, a free ball. Opportunity now arises for the Valley Heights Mustangs, and Smith is able to execute it. And it just feels like in those crutch moments where you need someone to get yourself over the hump, Ava Smith is your player to go to.
Well, Valley Heights jumped out to a 4-1 lead. They had kept it around that 3-4 point margin, but Oakley's got on a little bit of a run before that last Mustangs point. They had a stretch where they had scored 5 of the last 6.
Emery sent it over for Valley Heights. They have a 13-12 lead over Oakley, and it is tied now 13 all in the middle. Weiser with her 6th kill of the set. 13 all, as mentioned. The players here coming to the bench in Emery and Josie Parker for Valley Heights. Quarterback here on the court side. Now here for Oakley. Carmen sending it over. Miller in the middle for Ava Smith and looking for the right line. There she goes. So after Oakley is able to work hard to get it tied at 12 all, Smith says, all right, let me break it up here. 2 back-to-back points. She's got 16 total kills in this match.
Doesn't matter what's happening. The game plan has not changed for Valley Heights. It's feed number 6, and that's Ava Smith.
Here, Oakley into the net, having to get it over here now on a free ball. They do so. Now Miller. Miller setting up Smith. Can she do it again? Yes, she can. Goes against the double block. Hits off the left hand of Bryn Johnson for the kill.
And the double block has been there on Ava Smith on the side for Oakley in defense, but the power behind what Ava Smith is able to bring right at the front of the net, it is hard to keep that one inside the lines.
Weiser. Now pushed over by Johnson. Left side, Smith once again here, and that one blocked and defended well by Oakley.
And it was right at the top of the net. I think Ava Smith might have mistimed the jump just a touch, and she was leaning a little bit to her left, so maybe not the most straight-up and accurate attempt. Oakley, though, did defend it well.
Valley Heights 14-15, Oakley 14, now tied 15-all. As Nora Parker goes right into the net here. And this is, again, a must-win set for Oakley. Back to serve and dish it out. Alexa Weiser already 6 kills in this set. And does she put the ace down? Yes, she does. Weiser with the ace. She's had an incredible set, too, here against Valley Heights, the player who was a must-need step up for this set, too. And she has arisen to the cause. Or the call, I should say, and it's 16-15. Oakley takes the lead here in set number 2 late in it. Can Smith tie it with her accuracy? No, she can't. Goes beyond the backcourt line. It's now 17-15. Oakley up on Valley Heights. You wonder when Mustangs might call a timeout. They do here. We'll go ahead and keep things here. Talk about it. Oakley 17, Valley Heights 15. With Oakley, you know, they were down at one point in this game, you know, 10-6, and then they just really started, you know, finding their groove. And now Alexa Weiser, in that first set, only had 1 kill. She's got 6 kills in this set. She's the reigning kill leader here of this Oakley team. She's finding her confidence. How does Valley Heights respond?
Well, Valley Heights has had a little bit of miscommunication here on the back line in these last few points. That last base that we saw, they were yelling to let it go. It was just a miss there. They thought it was going to be long. It was not. Oakley, they got to get away from the free balls. We've seen them scrambling a lot, but again, their crowd is right now on their side. You see that pep in their step in this timeout. They have clawed back. They got a lead here. They've scored 4 straight. They're on a 6-2 run. And once again, all these teams are very good. You wouldn't be here at the state tournament if you're not good. Although Valley Heights looked incredible in that first set and really dominated on all facets, this Oakley team, they are not going away. And now they got momentum on their side. Let's see how Valley Heights responds. They can break this serve out of the timeout.
17-15, Oakley leads. Weiser getting it across. Willer in the middle to Porter. Porter, deep back line, and that is out. Still here. Aim to break this Oakley momentum into the Valley Heights Mustangs as they trail by 3, 18-15 in set number 2.
or just simply more mistakes in this second set, particularly in this last few stretch here for Valley Heights. See if they can clean it up.
Smith, Miller, and there you go. You finally get yourself back up on the scoring portion, and Smith now with 18 total kills in the match.
An incredible number. She's going to go behind the service line now, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Get number six the ball. Although she's serving here, don't be surprised if they set her up for a spike attempt on the back line.
Here's Smith, sends it deep. Weiser right in the middle to Brooklyn, over the top. And picked up here by Smith in the back row. Vermitten sending it over. Here Oakley, a chance to respond. Weiser, she's been really good so far. And putting down the kill on the far side. The lead is Weiser. That is Coleman. 19-16, Oakley here over Valley Heights. Back to serve it now, Brecken Selinski, the 5'7" freshman for Oakley. Hitting it deep, and that is a service error. So just what the doctor ordered here if you're Valley Heights.
Boy, that one was super close, KP. The back judge here was kind of a little hesitant. He wasn't quick to get the flag up. Ava Smith looked right at him and said, "That's out." Yep, he agreed.
Quarter here on this serve. Valley Heights down by two, 19-17. They got to rally back to win this second set to secure the match. Miller, left side. Vermitten going deep with it. Picked up by Oakley in the backcourt. Smith, here's bump, set, Miller, spike by Josie Parker, and it is flawless in the execution. The bump, the set, and the spike, couldn't see it any better there from Valley Heights.
Little momentum back here on Valley Heights. They're down one. I'm sure they would much more enjoy a straight set win and a little bit of extra rest between their next match.
Weiser setting up in the middle for Coleman and Porter. Smith, three ball's going to have to get pushed across here. It is Oakley, chance up front with Johnson, and she puts it down through the double block. That is kill number 158 for her on the season in Bryn Johnson.
That was well set. I mean, front middle, perfect time on the jump. The double team was right there to make the block, but again, fought it through the arms up top of Valley Heights. Right now, 20-18 in favor of the Plainsmen.
Bryn Johnson back to serve right after they kill a 5'10" senior. 31 blocks here on the season as well. It is 20-18. Oakley leads here over Valley Heights. At one point, they were down 10-6 in this set. The must win for them here. Parker finding an alley in the defense, and that will make it a one-point game. 20-19. Valley Heights still trails by one.
I feel like we haven't called Josie Parker's name a ton here in this first match, but she is also a very key player, very important on that run last year to the state title match. She is a heady veteran, just like Ava Smith. I think they need to get her going a little bit more as well.
Four kills and three blocks there for Parker so far in this match. You'd like to definitely see her get involved a little more. Miller, Parker, dink across. Oakley was ready for it. Ritter setting up right in the middle, deflected, and a kill put down up front with it. Madeline Cross, her second kill of the match, and Oakley 21, Valley Heights 19.
And just an update on the other court. Hillsborough looking for the 2-0 sweep. They're up 24-15 on Humboldt in set two.
Miller back setting deep here to Vermitten. It's right back to Vermitten here. A dink pushed across. Now Oakley, 9-10-foot line. Weiser is just going to knock it over. Back set again. Another here for Josie Parker, and she finds it. And now we're here calling Parker a little more as she is parked in back-to-back kills for Valley Heights.
Well, she's parking the semi back. You're hearing the beeps going right now, and said they had to get her going. They got her going right there. Can the Mustangs get a late push and steal this one late?
Well, that's what they will try to do here. Weiser, far side, and that is an absolute heater put diagonally by Alexa Weiser. That is kill number 7 for her in this set after being held to just one kill in set 1. She has been able to unleash the beast here in set 2. Hodges now back to serve for the Oakley Plainsmen. 35 aces here on the season for the 5'6" junior. Here she'd like to try to help Oakley close it out. Puts it in the back court. Miller, Smith, picked up by Weiser in the front row. Here's Weiser on a far boundary. Spike attempt, and it's kept alive. Great dig!
Unbelievable!
And here, Oakley, having a free ball. Here's your chance. If you're Valley Heights, Smith, putting it down! Incredible! Back-to-back work there by Smith. Not only the spike to end it, but the save on the near side.
That might have been the single best individual save I have ever seen at this level. I mean, she was clearly off the floor, horizontal dive, one hand. She was under the scorer's table when she finished sliding after getting it back into her teammate. And then the Mustangs were able to finish it off. If they come back to win this second set, look at that play to be a big reason.
Here, Weiser, though, shutting momentum down right after the big rally between both teams. And that's what Weiser's been doing here, is quieting down the Mustang crowd. But it's 23-21. Oakley here leading in this set number two. A timeout here is taken. I feel like, honestly, just keeping things here, riding this one out. Lots of momentum here on the court. Crin and Profit, Brandon Tapman, Kurt Kilman back in studio. Man, we have seen a beautiful set number two between these two teams after Valley Heights dominated and cleared Oakley in that first set, 25-12.
Yeah, it's been high-quality stuff here, especially in this late portion of set two. We've alternated the last seven. And right now, again, Valley Heights, they got to be clean here, no mistakes. You're going to have to rally here. You're going to have to rattle off a few in a row. But again, Ava Smith, incredible individual efforts on that previous point. But the Plainsmen did what they had to do after that, is get that next point right back. And they have the two-point lead here late, trying to force a winner-take-all set three.
For Valley Heights, you got to keep Josie Parker and Ava Smith involved, and you also got to shut down Alexa Weiser because right now she is getting red hot. Here, serve. Valley Heights down 23-21 after the Mustangs timeout. Smith, right after the timeout, puts it diagonal, but Oakley is able to pick it up. A back set. Here, down the line by Coleman. Great placement on it. And now, just like that, it is set point for Oakley here over Valley Heights. Valley Heights here against the wall. They need to score three straight here in order to kind of keep this one alive. Miller, left side set for Smith. Looking back row, out one, going all the way to the fans on Oakley's side. And Valley Heights will stay alive here with Ava Smith's right hand.
I would say do it again. Obviously, you're now on the service line here. You got to rattle off two more consecutive points, but it's a big-time serve coming up here for Paige Miller.
She leads the team in aces on the season, 53. She had back-to-back to close out set one. It'd be helpful if she can pick up one or two here. Ritter, back setting, Weiser, and that will conclude set number two. Weiser stepping up at large for the Plainsmen. After dropping set one, 25-12, Oakley Plainsmen are able to rally down 10-6 in set two and secure it 25-22 over the Valley Heights Mustangs.
Yeah, great response by the Plainsmen. Sorry there, cut you off, but great response. They got down early. They didn't sweat it. They got a timeout in. They bounced back, went on a nice run where they went 6-1. They had a four-run stretch. And then once we got to 19-17 Oakley, we just kind of went back and forth. Valley Heights, they needed to go on a little bit of a run because they got behind. They exchanged points pretty much the rest of the way. And Oakley did a nice job of coming back. Again, these are two high-quality teams and excited to see a final third set. Your percentage of making it to Saturday when you win your first match, it grows greatly. So obviously both these teams know that, and you want to get out of this first match with a victory because your chances, again, very large to get into the semifinals.
Yeah, and you know, crazy stat line here. How many times is it that an outside hitter has 12 kills in a set and that set is lost? I mean, that is impressive there.
Yeah, that's tough.
Ava Smith, 20 total kills here in this match so far. 8 kills set one, 12 kills in set number two.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I expect that to be a lot in the game plan for set number three. Get her back involved. I think the communication on the back line needs a little bit better. We saw a couple of times where they let a couple of balls go when they shouldn't have. The communication has been really good, but they've missed on a couple. So can they clean that up just a touch? I think the Plainsmen have again, a little bit of momentum on their side. They want to keep things moving as well. We saw Weiser. You called her name a lot. Again, only a sophomore. Leads the team in kills. She was crucial for the Plainsmen late in that second set. So two very good teams. We're 1-1. Let's go to a set three. Winner take all.
Well, keep it things here at 92.1 KMZA as we enter set number three between Valley Heights and Oakley. Again, that set number one finish was 25-12. Set number two, 25-22. Oakley was able to claim it. And again, at one point, set number two, Valley Heights was ahead of the weight, 10-6. They were leading that charge well. And then Oakley just came back. A big thing there, though. Alexa Weiser only had one kill in set one. But in set two, the kill leader on the Oakley Plainsman team finally found a spark of life, and she came up with an outstanding 9 kills and an ace for 10 points in set 2. So if you're Valley Heights, you just want to shut down here Alexa Weiser.
Yeah, no doubt. And Kratz up front, you know, she's been crucial. The 6'2 junior defensively. So they got to be clean still up front. They're going to feed Ava Smith the rock a lot here in this final set. But defensively up front for Oakley, that was a little bit better, you know, in that second set. So keep it clean on the defensive front, those double teams. Be aligned, communicate, rotations being made. Valley Heights going to have the first serve. Why not the first of five matches we're going to be covering here today go to a third set?
I'll tell you what, yesterday I had no games go to a third set. It was just...
Well, I immediately show up and we're going three,
it's
so...
It's because you jinxed us.
Thank
you.
You
gave us the trick and not the treat here,
there
Brandon.
You go.
All right, far side here, We start set number three here. It's tied 1-1 here in the match. Ava Smith on the near boundary looking to get down the kill, and that is kill number 21 for her in this first match against Oakley, as Valley Heights will take the lead here 1-0 to start.
Well, for what it's worth, the teams that won the sets scored the first point. Valley Heights in set one. Oakley got the first point in set two.
Well, for the Mustangs, you hope that be the case. Weiser here over the top of the tape, picked up by Spook in the back row, though. Miller sending it over from the top of the front row. Now back here to the Valley Heights side. Spoon to Libero. Miller the set. Here's to Josie Parker. And she finds the donut in the defense. Just like that, Valley Heights 2-0 lead early in set three over Oakley.
Getting out to a fast start. First two here for the Mustangs. Vermitten, a very good server behind that line.
Vermitten popping this one over. 2-0 lead here in set three for Valley Heights. Back set, Hodges, does it go long? No, just creeping on the corner there for Oakley. Beautiful shot taken by Kylie Hodges.
Yeah, pinpoint accuracy on that one. Again, a little hesitation from the back line, but we have a perfect angle where that ball landed. That certainly touched the white line, and Oakley gets on the board.
Miller setting up on the left deep, and Smith here puts it down for a kill. That's kill number 22 of the match for Ava Smith.
She took an extra step before that jump. It was maybe almost a mistimed jump, but adjusted in the air and found that opening on the back row.
Kaylin Henry, the serve here from behind the service line. That's a service error. You know, it's kind of surprising. No team serviced there in set number two, but both teams combined for four service errors in set one, so it's all a little clean play in that second set.
Well, again, crucial for both teams, limiting mistakes in this winner-take-all set three. As you mentioned, we did not see one single service error in that second set with four in the first combined between the two. So we see one here early. Who's going to make the fewer mistakes, I think, has a better opportunity to win this match.
Hodges here the serve for Oakley. Miller the set right up to the middle in the quick, and that is Ava Smith who pulverizes the set from Miller. And here, 4-2, Valley Heights leads over Oakley. Three out of those 4 points, though, are kills from Ava Smith. She's at 23 now in the match.
Pretty absurd number if you think about it, right?
I'm running out of room to keep stats. And we still have two more matches with her. Here, near side, Weiser puts down the kill for Oakley Plainsman. 4-3. We talked about Weiser, one kill in set one, but then it was able to bounce back with eight kills in set two. Valley Heights has to shut her down. Here, near side, back over to Valley Heights on the serve. And Ava Smith, another kill for her. Every time you're going to say set for Smith, most likely you're going to say a kill to follow.
Again, another one where the double team and the block attempt was right there. They were in a perfect spot, but I think Smith, again, just being the veteran that she is, understood she had to kind of take it off the left side of the hand and put it in a different angle, and she was able to do so.
Ritter, deep back set, and finding the open hole is Weiser. So Weiser here, the kill leader for Oakley Plainsman. Again, taking control of this game. Both teams here, their kill leaders, are where the offense is all going through.
We've alternated now the last 8 points.
It's 5-4. Valley Heights leads in set number three. Crucial for both teams, and for Mitten there, a shutter off to the near side. Beautiful hit taken in place by Vermitten, her third kill of the match.
Yeah, couldn't quite see who that was on the Oakley side. Who all really she could do is just put her hands in the air and just pray, and did not go her way.
Weiser, step right in the middle to Johnson. Johnson deflected right back to her. Here's another try for Johnson. Taps it over, and I believe they got Valley Heights into the net. They get Josie Parker. Not too many times we've seen players hobble into the net. That time, one of the first. But here, 6-5, Valley Heights lead in set three over Oakley.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen a lift call. We've seen a player or two in the net maybe once or twice overall. Again, maybe one time with four hits. So it's been a fairly clean game on both sides.
The state caliber light game between these two teams in the state tournament here in Dodge City. Valley Heights trying to put down the spike, now handling it back on their side of the court in the front row. Bigum, Vermitten, the tap over. Here's a try for Vermitten, and she finds the back court. Vermitten with the kill, second of the set, 7-5. Valley Heights leads over Oakley.
Well, the alternating points is still going. The last 11, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Who's going to be that first team to rattle off 3, 4, maybe 5 in a row, create that separation, maybe force the opposition to call an early timeout?
Well, Valley Heights in set number one, so we'll see if they can replicate here. Valley Heights with it, backcourt, nice dig on the low by Smith. Vermitten taps it over, does she get the kill?
Yeah, they're going to call a lift. So we talk about it, and now a lift is finally called. So again, announcer jinx if you want to call it, but that is the case. And that does break the alternating run of 11 points going back and forth.
8-5, Valley Heights leads here over Oakley in set three. Must win for both of these teams. It's their first matchup in pool play, and Hodges, a hitting error, puts it right into the net. And here, three straight for the Valley Heights Mustangs.
Yeah, another one where the jump is just mistimed. She's coming down as she's trying to hit it up, and usually the result is right into the net.
Serve across. Ritter right here on the left side, kind of a jumble there, but Oakley is able to get it over. Miller, Vermitten on the left antenna, and they're going to get Oakley into the net. It's 10-5, Valley Heights over Oakley.
Well, we talked about who's going to go on that run. Well, right now it's Valley Heights. Make it four consecutive points and a 5-1 run to boot.
Avery Stevenson, the 5-foot junior here on the serve for Valley Heights. Hodges sends it over, picked up in the front court by Valley Heights, and Vermitten just sent that one low into the net for a point for the Plainsmen. That interrupts a big scoring streak, though, for Valley Heights. They had four straight.
Yeah, couldn't let it get much more than that. Plainsmen need to now go on a little bit of a rally themselves. They got plenty of time, but right now down four.
Spoons, Miller, Vermitten, and that one is going all the way. Oh, can it be kept alive?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it can. Incredible work. Ritter on the free ball. Miller, Josie Parker, the tap over, big rally between both these teams, and coming away with it is Weiser on the kill, and for a second there, I thought there was no way that Oakley was going to handle that spike by Vermitten, but one of their players chased all the way near the fan section.
Her hand might have been in the first row of the seat was able to get that second hit all the way back into the field of play. They get it over on the third try, ultimately Plainsmen get that point. That was a sensational effort on the Oakley side.
This game has been a lot of hold-your-breath moments. Wait until the play has finished. This is really two teams that are playing at a state-caliber level here into a state tournament play. Josie Parker here goes deep and long for another point for Oakley. So now it's Oakley who has scored three straight, getting a little confidence under their boots.
Yeah, they got this little bit of a run in them. Valley Heights created that 10-5 separation, but just like that, 10-8. Yeah, this is high-quality stuff as we get another volleyball chucked in from about five rows up deep in the stands behind the service line for Oakley, but a couple of runs by both teams here in this final set.
Valley Heights, Vermitten off the top, back for Oakley to try to control, and getting the kill up front is Cross. Her first kill up the set, and now just like that, Oakley has now scored, so Valley Heights, they get four straight. Now Oakley says, okay, we can do the same thing. It's now 10-9. Valley Heights only up by one. Spoots in the backcourt picking it up. Miller, here's Ava Smith behind the 10-foot line, and a block up front. It is tied 10-all. I think that charge was Cross again.
Yeah, Cross really getting going here these last few runs, especially up front. Oakley fans behind them. Certainly getting loud and proud.
Rand Johnson, the serve here over for Oakley as they just tied it. 10-all. They're on a 5-point spurt here. Valley Heights trying to break it up, and they do up front. It's Josie Parker who parks it down the Broadway spot. And Parker here now with a total of 6 kills in the match.
Oh, he said it late in that second set. Hadn't called Josie Parker's name a whole ton. alongside Ava Smith. That's a good 1-2 combo. They got to get her going, and right when I say that, a service error on Valley Heights.
Their fourth of the contest, second here in this set. As I mentioned, no team service aired in the second set. Here in set three, it's tied 11-all. Oakley here on the serve, picked up in the back row. Free ball needs to get sent over. It's by the libero. Ritter, quick set in the middle for Johnson. And keeping it almost alive was Spoons, the libero for Valley Heights. But the point does go here for Oakley. And just like that, they were down 10-5. Now they're ahead 12-11.
Oakley fans wanted a lift on that ball that got sent back over by the Mustangs. Ultimately didn't matter because they got the point anyways.
Miller here trying to catch Oakley off guard. Oakley has a chance to respond here. Free ball by Weiser. Up front, Miller. She's going to go deep set here to Smith. It's picked up in the backcourt. Nice dig by Oakley. Weiser here way out of bounds. And 12-all is now the tie here in set three. And you got to keep in mind, these two teams, they still got two more matches ahead of them. And they are playing competitive volleyball in the first one.
My thought is, who's going to be the team now to go on a little bit of a run again and force the other to call their first time out?
Here, far side, Weiser. Weiser getting the kill as she continues her strong campaign after that first set. 8 kills in set 2, 4 here in set 3.
Hopefully, and I could be wrong. Both coaches, they can keep those timeouts in their pocket. They do not have to use them. So
13-12, Oakley here over Valley Heights. Couple of substitutions here. Porter will come in. Josie Parker steps out for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Hodges sends the serve over for Oakley. Miller up front, and Smith finds it. Haven't called Smith since really the beginning of this set, but here she goes, gets right back in. It's tied at 13-all.
Yeah, that's not a recipe that Valley Heights wants. It's going to be much harder for them to win this match if Ava Smith is not involved. They finally got her involved. She's been quiet here in this last 5 or 10 minutes or so. They got her going right there.
Ritter, Weiser over the double block. Almost a nice dig in the back row by Vermitten, but it goes right in through the net. So another kill by Weiser. And now here for Oakley again, the combo has been Ritter and Weiser. Just the 1-2 punch, the junior and sophomore combo.
Yeah, Weiser, we've called her name a bunch, and she's been key for the Plainsmen here in this third set. I expect we're going to call her name just a few more times here.
Spoons, Miller, right side, Smith, blocked. Is it kept alive? Yes, it is. And I believe they're going to get here, Plainsmen, into the net. That is huge. That was a pinball back and forth between both teams.
Well, Valley Heights was scrambling on that front line, too. It looked like Oakley was going to have a basically free shot right at the top of the net, and it was mishandled, and that's when the call was made into the net.
It's a perfect place, ace. The 50-50 ball hits the top of the tape. It's either coming back at you or it's going over.
I've said it before. They need to practice on their services to do that exact thing every single time because it is hard to defend, and it's going to be another one.
Wow, back-to-back aces here.
That was a little more traditional.
A little, yeah, I'd agree. A little more traditional there for Ava Smith here already. 5 kills in this set, 2 aces. How many more treats can we get as Smith behind the service line? Almost another, honestly. Here near side, Weiser. She'll break it up, though, with a big kill. Again, Weiser continues to be the terrorizer for this Valley Heights team. It is 16-15. Valley Heights still leads by 1 after reclaiming the lead over Oakley. Weiser, here's the serve, right-hander. Miller, Vermitten on the left side edge, and that will go a kill for Mia Vermitten right against the double block.
And the double block was there, but off the deflection, outside the line, and you need to keep it inside the line, KP.
Krista Porter here on the serve. Backcourt picked up. Weiser, she sets up her teammate Coleman. Here in the front row, jumbling with it here is Valley Heights. They get it over. Weiser in the middle. Johnson, Porter for Valley Heights. Now Smith, back set. Here's Parker back in the game. Almost put it down, but it's handled well. Nearly Coleman putting it. This is a nice rally between both these teams. Free ball sent over by Miller. Oakley, here's a chance to handle. Weiser sets up her teammate behind her. Smith, good dig in the back row. Now Vermitten on the near boundary, and she puts it down. I'll tell you what, that is well needed for Valley Heights to separate this by three, especially if both those teams were just moving there on that rally.
I think at Valley Heights, I think we're one or two Valley Heights points away from my thought earlier on a team potentially using a timeout, because right now momentum on the side of Valley Heights.
Weiser right here up in the middle to Johnson. And now Bigum just setting error there, and that allows Oakley to stay in within two, 18-16. And one thing I got to mention here, Weiser, she hasn't been set up. She's been the one setting up her teammates, and I think that's kind of been the big difference there, especially in that rally. She had three sets to the Plainsman teammates, but she was not able to get set up herself, which I think really made the big difference in that big rally. Here, Valley Heights, Josie Parker off the top. Still keeping it alive, though, is the Plainsman, and a kill from Hodges, the junior, on the far side. Her second kill of the set. It is 18-17. Oakley hanging on by a thread, just down by one.
Well, right when I said Valley Heights maybe a point or two away from Oakley calling a timeout, Plainsman have gone back-to-back here.
Miller, and that one is out of bounds. We are tied at 18-all. Still curious when we are going to see that first time out. We have just kept things going here on the court side. Both teams just trying to run momentum through their players. And Miller on the left side. Vermitt in the back row. Hopefully trying to handle it. They get it over a free ball. Here's a good chance for Valley Heights to handle. Josie Parker, and it's a single block up front by Bryn Johnson. Not a lot of times were able to have success with a single block against the top hitter, but that time it comes through. Oakley now takes the lead 19-18.
Yeah, 5'10 senior Bryn Johnson. Great play. 30 blocks coming into this state tournament. Might have been our biggest one of the season right there.
Miller, set behind the 10-foot line. Smith, and there's a kill. And I'd like to say it, I think Smith, really, she's had a lot of success here behind the 10-foot line, more than up front in the front row. She has just been really incredible all around the court, though, with her spike attempt.
Got to get her more involved here late. I feel like in this third set, and really kind of late portions of set two, we just weren't calling her name as much.
Here, Weiser, near side for Oakley, and that is in on the line, a dime played by Johnson. Oakley 20-19 here over Valley Heights. This is an Oakley team that dropped that first set 25-12 and is at one point down in set two, 10-6.
Right now, KP, they're on a 5-1 run.
Boone, Miller, back setting, Vermitt in, and it is long. You think you might see that first time out? And you will.
Good call, brother.
You will. 21-19. We will take a quick 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Oakley 21, Valley Heights 19 in set number 3.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to Dodge City, Kansas at United Wireless Arena. We're right now currently one of the best games here to start the early slate is ongoing. Oakley 21, Valley Heights 19 in set number 3. Valley Heights won set 1, 25-12. Oakley won set 2, 25-22. And an ace right after the Mustang timeout. Oakley 22, Valley Heights to 19.
Yeah, but Smith on that back line just kind of hesitated as that ball was getting close to her. She had her hands down, KP, and then she threw them up at the last second, and it came off awkward.
And a service there, the first year of the set for Oakley, and the first in set one also for the Plainsmen. It's 22-20. Valley Heights, they need to rally this one back together, down by two, 22-20 in set number three. Vermerton behind the service line, pops it across. Weiser back steady, almost a block there up front by Valley Heights. They have a chance to handle
this
time. Here's Smith, and oh my gosh, a fastball put down. And that is a player who said, I am ready to get my next chance up there.
That was 101 on the outer edge of the plate. You knew it was coming. Got to keep it going here. You still need to put a few more together down one.
Vermitton here, the service error. The third of the set for Valley Heights. It makes it 23-21.
Both these teams have been so good limiting those kind of errors, but at the crucial moments here late, you can't have it.
Ava Smith almost an ace, and it is 24-21. Oakley here taking it over from Valley Heights. And do we see another timeout? Yes, we do. Might as well just keep things here. Again, Oakley separating here in set number three. There's just been so many points where we feel like Valley Heights has been the controller of this match, but then Oakley just riddles away some points, gets some chunks, and they find their way back in it.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple times it was dominant for Valley Heights at the end of that first set where they had 11 consecutive points, a 14-1 run, and then they started that set two with a 10-6 lead. But really since NKP, Oakley has done a really good job, one, neutralizing Ava Smith, or maybe it's on the side that Mustangs just aren't getting her the ball as much as they were early. We've seen a couple service errors late. Again, when you see that momentum shift, you can feel it on both sides, whether positive or negative. And right now the Mustangs have to be clean, they have to be sharp, and now they have to rattle off three consecutive points here with not having the serve to keep this thing alive.
This is such an important game here for both these teams to win early. Ava Smith, here's the chance, it's blocked up front by Madeline Crutt. The Oakland Plainsmen from behind are able to get it done. The number six upsets the number five in our first matchup here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Set one, 25-12. Valley Heights secured it. They looked dominant. They were up 10-6 in set two at one point, lost 20, and then lost 25-22. And here they drop a third set. 25-21. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be right back here, give you some stats and a recap here of our first matchup. Then afterwards, we'll recollect here in about 10-15 minutes for our next game here on CARE 93.7. It's the Jefferson County North Chargers, and they will be matched up against Conway Springs here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and that community healthcare system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community healthcare system, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our first early game here undergoing and completed here. Valley Heights Mustangs drop it in three sets here to Oakley. Valley Heights, they won set one, 25-12 after scoring 11 straight points there to end it. Back-to-back aces also to conclude there from Paige Miller. But then Valley Heights had a 10-6 lead at one point in set two. After that, Oakley, though, they found a spark of life. They won set two, 25-22. Same situation, Oakley, they were down at one point, 10-5 in set three at the largest, and then Oakley just started battling back slowly but surely, won it 25-21. Some quick thoughts here from you, Brandon Statman.
Well, that was tough for Valley Heights. Ava Smith, they got her going early and often, and she tallied a big three-set total in terms of her production on the floor, but you got to give a lot of credit to Oakley. I mean, they were dominated in that first set by Valley Heights, particularly late, then they got behind 10-6 in set two. They stayed the course, got a little bit of a run in them, fought back for a 25-22 set two win, and then it was back and forth, you know, early on in set three, and then we saw a little bit of separation from Valley Heights. They had a 10-5 lead, but then we saw five consecutive points for Oakley, and then late when it was 18-15 Valley Heights, really the stretch that kind of did it for the Plainsmen. They went on a 7-1 run, led 22-19, and then we saw back-to-back errors on the back line for Valley Heights, which included a service error, which allowed it to get to 24-21, and Oakley with an emphatic defensive stuff at the net, able to rally for a three-set win. So obviously for Oakley, putting themselves in a great spot potentially to get into Saturday. Tournament is not over by any stretch for Valley Heights. It certainly makes their matchup against Jefferson County North. After we see JCN Conway Springs, it'll be Valley Heights and JCN. It just puts a little more importance on that matchup against JCN, because if you go to 0-2, your chances of getting to Saturday, very, very slim. We have seen it in the past. You could see a three-way tie with, you know, three teams at 1-2 or something like that. So certainly not over. But for Oakley, putting themselves in a great spot, they stayed the course, put together a rally. It's a long match for a reason, and you can't, you know, stress, you know, when times get tough early. So credit to Oakley. Great battle. Valley Heights just made one too many mistakes late in that third set. We'll see them bounce back, though. They're a good team.
Looking at the final tallies here for the matchup, Valley Heights 35 kills, 6 blocks, 3 aces, and 5 total service errors. For the Oakley Plainsmen, 29 kills, 7 blocks, 3 aces, and 3 total service errors. The Valley Heights Mustangs leader in kills was with 27. Ava Smith, 27 kills, 29 total points with 2 aces. An incredible going for her, but unfortunately not able to pick up the win. And leading Oakley was Alexa Weiser, who had 15 total kills and 16 total points. All right, we'll recollect here on 92.1 KMZA a little later in the day. We have the simulcast between JCN and Valley Heights. That'll be ongoing at 1 o'clock. But up next here, we have our 11 a.m. game on 93.7 KR Radio. Crit and Profit, Brand Satman, Kirk Kilman in studio. JCN Conway Springs here on the way in roughly about 15 minutes or so. Be sure to check it up all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.